WSOZ 793 ID. When I was a little kid, because I still remember too, I was 3-4 years old. My mom, well, my, you know, I had parents, both parents, but I'm saying, or my mom or my dad or whoever, on top of the refrigerator was a radio, an old tube radio, AM. And they used to turn it on and let it run. And I used to stand there and look up at that thing and wonder, is there somebody inside that radio? How am I hearing this guy's voice and music? You know, are they in the radio? And that's what got me, you know, one time I took it, I managed to sneak up and get it off the refrigerator, and I pulled the tubes out. I looked inside, and I remember pulling a couple tubes out of it. And, you know, the old man caught me, and, well, you know, well, you know how it went. You know, you had to, I had to take it to the butt a little bit there, but never touch that radio again. But I was always fascinated by radio. I was, you know, as a little kid, I'm like, how are they doing that? How am I hearing this guy talk? And there's nobody inside the radio except these Christmas lights.
When I was a kid, my grandfather owned an auto parts yard and a kind of like junkyard and auto repair place. And he gave me a CB radio out of a van or a truck that he had got. And I was super, super interested in it. I always loved electronics. I've been a computer dork since I was a real, real little kid, back when I had a already outdated Commodore 64. But he gave me the CB radio, and my grandma took me over to, we had this cool store called Palco Electronics over in Southgate at the time. Got me a power supply, magnetic mount antenna. And I hooked that sucker up in my bedroom and ended up getting all kinds of cool conversations and transmissions. Ran a little pirate radio station for a minute, and that kind of started my severe interest in radios, but always loved electronics, period.